Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Oh, man, what the? Oh, here we go again with another commercial in the middle of my show. Look at those buttermilk crispy tenders. Oh, these must be new, huh? Okay, Mickey D's, I see what you're doing. Crispy, crunchy, delectable. Y'all trying to get me with all this deliciousness. You can't. Oh, no. That's too enticing. Well, now you want to break out the signature sauce. Well, go ahead and dip it in there then.
Introducing McDonald's new buttermilk crispy tenders made with 100% white meat, juicy, tender, and breaded to perfection.
I'm going to go get me a 4-piece. I can watch the rest later.
It's time for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. We now take you back to the stadium with the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Hallworth.
Well, an entertaining first half, 7-7 our score right now. A lot of action in the first half for just 14 points on the board. But Mountain Home struck first on the 55-yard touchdown run by Isaac McKay. The very next possession, it was the Titans that got on the board. Sean Ellis with an 8-yard touchdown run. And, again, that was all the scoring there was in the first half. But a lot of action. We'll run down stats for you coming up a little bit later as well. 7-7 our score. We are at halftime. Mountain Home and Jacksonville tied up, joined at halftime by Bombers Athletic Director Mitch Husky. And, Mitch, every time we come to Jacksonville, it's 100 degrees, isn't it?
Yeah, especially, did you see that mountain I had to climb to get here?
Oh, did you?
I'm out of breath right now.
That's because your pregame meal was too much for you.
That's probably true.
We got so much going on this time of year. Let's start with golf, which just wrapped up recently. In fact, this week for the boys.
Yes, the boys went and competed at Jonesboro for the 6A boys state tournament, and we had two guys, individuals that qualified for the second day. As a team, we finished in ninth place, but we had Bradley Ludwig and Gage McLean that qualified for the second day. Come out had, and both those guys are seniors. They've been big for our golf program, and we're going to miss those two. But we still have got a little golf left. We had Kenzie Collins that finished third in 6A girls state that qualified for overall, and that'll be going on, taking place next week.
Where's that being held?
Pleasant Valley.
Okay.
And, you know, Kenzie had a great year, and I believe the first day of the 6A state she saw 82, which is unbelievable. At Big Creek, because it was kind of set up pretty hard for the women. I mean, it had been set up hard for guys. Played a little longer, but she did a great job. And, you know, congratulations to our girls team that finished third overall.
And won the conference.
And won championship. That's right.
Tennis postseason begins on Monday, right?
They do. They travel to Searcy to start the conference tournament Monday and Tuesday, and then state will be that following week.
Got that going on. Of course, volleyball going strong. They're getting close to the end of the regular season, aren't they?
They are. We have, I believe, senior night will be next Thursday. So please come out and support our seniors, our volleyball team. I almost said that would be our last home game, but it won't. We'll be for sure one more. We actually head to Jonesboro on Wednesday of next week to go down and do our volleyball seedings for the district tournament and kind of interested to see kind of how that goes. I feel like if everything goes the way it should, you know, I think Jonesboro is probably has the record and everything to go with being probably the number one seed. But I feel like in talking to Coach Lindsay that we should be in that number two. But you never know when you get into that seeding.
True. Yep. Only two losses in the district were to Batesville, who's going to be a contender in 5A.
Of course, yes. Yep. Batesville's really good, and you know that next team that you would kind of put us up against in our conference would be Marion, and we was fortunate enough to play them, not in our conference, but we got to play them in a play date down in Jonesboro, and we beat them there. So hopefully that'll help us get that higher seed.
So volleyball is getting close to towards the end, and am I missing anything else? Oh, cross country. You got the Bomber Invitational this week, right?
Yes, it's going to come out. Of course, that Bomber Invitational is also our – they'll have their senior night because, you know, right. We don't host many cross-country meets. So come out, watch that. It should be fun. You get back there on that course they have set up, and it's one of the harder courses around, you know, and so – which is good for us because our kids are used to running it. So that should be a good deal.
And then I'm trying to think any other fall sports. I think that's everything, isn't it?
That's about it. We do have our dance team and our cheerleaders that's kind of getting ready for their competitions that's coming up. You know, our dance team and our cheerleaders both compete, and we'll compete for a state championship. So they're in the process of still improving, getting ready, better and getting ready for that. And then we have a big homecoming week coming up next week.
That's right. I want to talk about two things with that. One, I know everybody wants an update on the scoreboard, the new scoreboard that's going in. What's the status there?
Well, they started on Monday, had a little bit of weather Monday and Tuesday, you know, and might set them back just a little bit, but it's on schedule to be finished on Wednesday. I would love to say, hey, we're going to have that video board running for the homecoming, but I think that's probably reaching a little bit. Because we can't get our students can't get the training for the video board until it's actually up.
Right.
So if it's up on Wednesday, like they say, everything's going to be complete. That gives us one day to get ready. But I will tell you that those kids have been working on it for a period of time. It's not like we're just starting now. Those kids have been working for about a month and a half now. And so I hope we're able to do a little bit with the video board, but right now I'm just hoping we have the scoreboard ready so we keep score, keep time. But that's going to be a great addition. Actually, on the way down here, Dr. Long and I rode down together, and I think we passed the scoreboard as we was heading up here.
Oh, really?
And, of course, I didn't see it. I was driving. He was over there on his phone, and he looked up, and he said, "That's our scoreboard." I turned around, and all I could see is the back of it. So hopefully that was our scoreboard headed our way.
Next week, you mentioned homecoming. Of course, all the festivities on Friday. The Athletic Hall of Honor. I know they'll be honored Friday night at the game, and then the banquet on Saturday.
Yes. You know, we're going to start that night off. I hate to give a time because I might mess it up just a little bit, but we'll start our festivities early before the game, probably around 6:20. We usually bring the Education Foundation members out, the ones that's getting inducted this year, introduce them, talk about, you know, what they have accomplished for our school, and then we have our homecoming, you know, right after that before the game. And then at halftime is when we will bring out, of course, our cheerleaders, our dance team will perform along with our band, but then we'll introduce the Mountain Home Athletic Hall of Honor inductees for this year at halftime, and then, of course, the next day, Saturday at 1 o'clock, we have our banquet.
It's always a great turnout for the banquet, and folks can still get their tickets, right?
They can. You know, we ask for them to get them as quick as possible because we're trying to get a head count for, you know, just to get the food ordered. And, you know, a little bit different this year, we have our Bomber Booster Foundation is actually sponsoring the event this year. And so it's good to get them involved with us, and we expect to have a great night. You know, we're inducting four individuals and one team, and so right now I've been kind of a little bit worried about the numbers, which is a good thing to be worried about. I think we have 180-something people that have already said and confirmed that they're going to be there.
Awesome.
And we're used to about 160, but we'll make do. Hopefully there's a lot more to come.
I want to talk about who's going in. Paul Neal, former Mountain Home football player, is going in. Clint Peverell, of course, as both an athlete and a coach.
Correct.
He's done it both at Mountain Home. The 1997 state championship baseball team going in. Who else am I missing?
Yeah, my dad, actually.
That's right, Mickey Husky. Uh-huh.
He's going in. And Jean Sixby.
That's right.
She graduated in 1951. You know, just kind of looking back, it's kind of fun to talk to those people that graduated, you know, around that type of, or during that time. I had no idea she played basketball, and then there was a period of time where I guess they cut out women's basketball.
Right.
From what I hear, I might be wrong, but around 20 years. So it's going to be great to hear her story. I know she meant a lot to our school and women's athletics. back when she was in school. I got to read a few newspaper clippings from back in the day. It's a pretty neat deal.
That's coming up next Saturday. A lot going on. Mitch, we appreciate you coming up.
All right, thanks, bro.
Mitch Husky, Bombers Athletic Director. We'll take a break. Matt's going to check scores from around the state for us with the scoreboard report coming up. We're at halftime. Mountain Home of Jacksonville tied at 7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Acumen Audio Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio
asks, is the bed of your truck a little rough for tailgating? Does the sound of your vehicle audio make you want to run back to the locker room and hide? Well, Acumen Audio has you covered with Superliner sprayed in bed liner and high quality audio for your ride. It's Bomber football time and the sound pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. With amp and sub packages starting at $239. And they also have Bluetooth portable party speakers too. Call the sound pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488. Or stop by the corner of 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Arkansas is much more than a great place to live, work, and play. It's also a great place to save for college, thanks to the Arkansas 529 College Savings Plan. Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. You can get started for as little as $25. You'll be giving a forever gift to your child or grandchild and receiving a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 Plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
I listened to jackhammers and honking horns on my commute this morning.
I listened to a great business book on Audible.
I think I'm now partially deaf in one ear.
I think I'm going to ask for a raise.
Is it bad that I can't stop hearing a ringing noise?
You should give Audible a try.
Excuse me?
I said you should give Audible a try.
Upgrade your commute. Ride with Audible. Ask Siri or Google to download the Audible app and start your free 30-day.
And we welcome you back to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Again, the show brought to you by Acumen Audio and May Family Motors. Matt Sharp joining you with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report as Mountain Home and Jacksonville are knotted up at 7 apiece at the break. Let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A East, Searcy playing at Marion this evening. Have not seen a score on that one yet. Jonesboro is up on Pine Bluff by a count of 14-7. The Zebras coming into this game, just entering the top 10. They are ranked 8th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A. Have not seen a score on the game yet between Little Rock Hall and West Memphis as of this moment. Blue Devils are currently ranked 9th in the state overall. They just moved into the top 10 with Pine Bluff, ranked 3rd in Class 6A. On the local level, haven't seen a score on the game between Yellville Summit and Green Forest. Again, the Panthers have a homecoming tonight at Panther Field and coming off that win last week at Greenland. Salem is trailing Cross County right now by a score of 20-7. That was the score from the second quarter. Melbourne is losing to Clinton 14-6 at halftime. The Clinton Yellow Jackets came into this game ranked fifth in Class 3A. Both teams currently unbeaten. Not seen a score on the game between Marshall and Elkins. Haven't seen a score on the game between Mountain View and Greenland. Harrison is up on Valonia right now by a score of 21-0 in the second quarter. The Goblins come into this game ranked 5th in Class 5A. In the Arkansas Associated Press top 10 games that we haven't mentioned yet, number 1 Harbor is tied with Bentonville 14-all at halftime. Number 2 Bryant leads Little Rock Central 21-6 in the second quarter. Number 3 North Little Rock is up on Fort Smith Southside 28-0 in the second quarter. Number 4 Greenwood, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 6A, is leading Siloam Springs 28-0. Number 5 Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 5A is up on the third-ranked team in 5A, Little Rock Christian, 34-21 in the second quarter. Number 6, Bentonville West, is leading Springdale 24-22 in the second quarter. Number 7, Cabot, is losing to Conway 28-0 at halftime. That's a big win for the Wampus Cats if they can keep that advantage going. And number 10, El Dorado, who is also ranked number 4 in Class 6A, leading Sheridan 28-14 at halftime. Only one game we haven't gotten to yet in the Class 6A top 5, and that is number 5, Benton, playing at home against Texarkana. Right, last score we had was the Panthers on top of the Razorbacks 7-0 in the first quarter. In the Class 5A top 5 games that we haven't yet got to, number 2, Wynn, is leading Valley View 3-0 at halftime. So but quite a defensive battle there. And number 4, Nettleton, is up on Paragould, I believe, 33-0 in the second quarter. In the Class 4A top 5, number 1, Joe T. Robinson, at home against Nashville tonight, and right now at halftime it is the Senators leading the Scrappers 14-7. Second-ranked Prairie Grove is leading Shiloh Christian, I believe. See if we can find the score update on that game. It is in the second quarter, and the Tigers are up on the Saints 20-14. Number 3, P. Ridge, leads Gravette 28-7 at halftime. Number 4, Warren, is up on Dumas 42-12 in the second quarter, and fifth-ranked Arkadelphia leads Fountain Lake 50-7 in the second quarter. In the Class 3A top 5 games that we haven't yet got to, number 1, Prescott, is at home against Horatio this evening. See if we can find the score update on that game this evening. And that game has not yet been updated. Number 2, Junction City, at home against Falk tonight. Haven't seen a score on that one as of yet either. Third-ranked Charleston is, I believe, leading Two Rivers right now, so you can find the score on that one. At halftime, it is Charleston up 38-0. Number 4, Mayflower, is at home tonight against Rosebud, and haven't seen a score on that one as of yet. In the Class 2A top 5, number 1, Mount Ida, is leading Spring Hill 34-7 in the second quarter. Second-ranked Ryzen was scheduled to host Hermitage tonight, but I believe Hermitage had to forfeit. They have gone ahead and marked that a 13-0 win for Ryzen. Number 3, Foreman, is at Lafayette County, and it is all Foreman right now, 42-0 in the second quarter. Fourth-ranked Earl is leading at Rector, 52-0 in the second quarter. And number 5, Danville, is at home against Magazine. See if we can find the score update on that game this evening. And that game has not yet been updated. So that is look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We will take the break, get you back to Brad and Bob at the stadium in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home and Jacksonville knotted up at 7 apiece. You're listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Where can you get a delicious chicken strip basket, including crispy fries, gravy for dipping, Texas toast, and tender premium chicken strips for under $5? Only at DQ and Mountain Home, and only on Sunday all day. Just mention the coupon when ordering the chicken strip basket on Sunday, and you'll get all that deliciousness for under $5. Just remember to save room for dessert. DQ, fan food, not fast food. Visit your Dairy Queen on Main Street in Mountain Home.
Bank on snappier deposits with Integrity First Bank. We love when your errands bring you by us at any of our 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but let's face it, some days it's just tough getting everything done. But don't worry, that's when you can count on Integrity First Bank's mobile deposit service. Just snap a picture with your Apple or Android device and deposit checks directly into your account. You can even get same-day posting when it's received during business hours. Bank on Integrity First Bank and make mobile deposits a snap. Member FDIC.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Visit beautiful Arkansas South this fall. Don't miss this year's All Hallows Eve Walk, Friday and Saturday, October 21st and 22nd, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the historic Oakland Cemetery in Camden. Learn more by finding Ouachita County Historical Society on Facebook. The South Arkansas Symphony Orchestra will present a Beatles tribute, Abbey Road, on October 21st at Griffin Music Hall in the new Murphy Arts District. Be sure to try one of the many wonderful restaurants when you visit. Visit ArkansasSouth.com to learn what all you can do when you visit Arkansas South.
The Acumen Audio Halftime Show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
7-7, our halftime score. Mountain Home and Jacksonville knotted up at the break. Again, the scoring recap, Isaac McKay with a 55-yard touchdown run for Mountain Home. Jacksonville then on their next possession, an 8-yard touchdown run by Sean Ellis. And that's where we are at the break, 7-7. Bob, your thoughts on the first 24 minutes of action?
Well, you know, in actuality, it was probably a little sloppy, especially the first half with the turnovers and the fumbles. And it kind of settled down in the second half. And each team, we had a big play. They had a good four-play drive that turned into a score, and you know, you can see how explosive they are, and you know, we just have to be patient and have positive plays, and eventually we'll break. When you know, Junior had a 30-something yard run, Isaac had a 55-yard run, you know, eventually you're going to wear them down defensively. They're going to get tired, and we need to keep the ball, because it's harder, it takes more energy to play defense than it does offense.
Exactly.
So our kids that they go two ways that are playing on offense get a little bit of a break.
Halftime stats provided by Sonny Elliott at the Baxter Bulletin. Mountain Home 194 yards of offense, Jacksonville 140. Mountain Home led by McKay with 96 rushing yards and Williams with 80. Jacksonville gets 57 from Ellis to lead their attack. Martin 3 of 9 for 54 yards through the air. Mountain Home 0 of 1 in the passing game. So Mountain Home leads about 54 more yards than Jacksonville here at the break. We're tied on the scoreboard, 7-7. We'll take a break, come back, get the second half kicked off in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the second half of action coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
I'm Dr. Lucas Bradley, specializing in neurosurgery at BRMC's new Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic. I wanted to be a part of this community where I see the best of big city medical care happening right here at home. Now it will no longer be necessary to travel long distances for treatment and management of neurosurgical issues such as brain or spinal tumors, degenerative spine disease, aneurysms, or epilepsy, to name just a few. Call the Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic at 870-508-7080.
With RMS Bank, there is no fumbling for great customer service. We understand you expect a lot. Stability, convenience, quality, and service. With online banking, mobile check deposit, agri loans, and friendly full-service banking, we are the only bank you need to know. All of the services of a large bank with personal, caring touch of a neighborhood banker. Proud supporters of our community, RVS Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!